This is OPB. I'm Jeff Norcross. It could soon cost $70 to drive into the country's most popular national parks, including here in the Pacific Northwest, the Mount Rainier, and Olympic National Parks. The goal of the steep increase is to pay for a massive maintenance backlog, roads and trails and buildings in urgent need of repair. But some worry the plan might not work. Reporting for EarthFix, Eilish O'Neill headed out onto a trail on Mount Rainier that could use some attention.
It's a windy, snowy day in early November, and my boots keep slipping on the asphalt-paved Alta Vista Trail that leads up away from the visitor center at Paradise. In the summer, this trail winds through wildflower meadows, but even so, it's the least used of any of the trails that start at Paradise. That's because it's so hard to walk on.
What you're seeing in front is a very uneven trail.
Jim Zitkowski is known to his coworkers as Jimmy Z. He's in charge of all the road and trail maintenance for Mount Rainier National Park. Today, he's showing me cracks running down the asphalt and places where whole chunks of trail are missing.
As we go farther, it's going to look like it's ready to slip off and go downhill.
The asphalt has oozed around a line of short metal posts that were supposed to keep the trail in place. So they now stick a few inches out of the trail itself, giving hikers something to trip over if they're not paying attention. Mount Rainier National Park has about $150 million of needed repairs. That's including work on roads, trails, campgrounds, buildings. Driving back to his office, Jim Zitkowski tells me the maintenance backlog is more than $11 billion across all 400-plus national parks.
The sad part is there are some things that just go farther and farther into disrepair. Yeah. Some backcountry cabins, some trails, gravel roads that we sure would like to give a whole lot more attention to.
The Interior Department is now considering increasing the entrance fee at 17 national parks. A published statement says the increased fees would help pay for all those broken down roads and trails. Cars would pay $70 instead of $25 to get in, and pedestrians and cyclists would pay $30, up from $10.
That's outrageous.
I bumped into Yu Tai Chia in the parking lot at Mount Rainier's Paradise. He's a U.S. citizen who currently lives in Taiwan.
The nature is supposed to be a treasure to all the citizens, regardless rich or poor. For some people, $70 is a lot of money.
Another hiker, Kate Garland from Portland, was more conflicted.
Although I would be willing to do my part to pay an increased fee so that we could all enjoy the parks, I don't want that to prevent some people from being able to enjoy it too. The whole point of the parks was to preserve areas for everybody.
Critics say the proposal might not solve the maintenance backlog. First off, the money would mostly stay in the parks where it's collected, instead of being sent to where the most urgent projects are. And the increased fees wouldn't even cover proposed budget cuts. That's according to Rob Smith with the National Parks Conservation Association.
The Trump administration's budget earlier this year posed a $200 million decrease to the National Park Service. And now they're proposing to make up $70 million of it in entrance fees.
At $70 million a year, it would take 160 years to raise enough money to take care of the repairs that are already needed. That's not counting the new work that piles up every year. I asked the superintendent of Mount Rainier National Park, Randy King, what he thinks the best approach to coming up with the money would be.
You know, it's really up to Congress. I think the scope of the problem is such that it requires a holistic approach.
There's a bill before Congress right now that would use some extra funds from mineral deposits to pay for restoration and repair work.
Maybe this conversation can help us figure out how do we pay for the things that we value and love, including our national parks.
The public comment period ends November 23rd. At Mount Rainier National Park, I'm Eilish O'Neill.